Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to call to order the Gladstone Community Center Advisory Board meeting on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, at 3:31 p.m. I will now read into the record that the City of Gladstone is abiding by guidelines outlined in House Bill 2560, which requires the governing body of the public body, to the extent reasonably possible, to make all meetings accessible remotely through technological means and provide opportunities for members of the general public to remotely submit oral and written testimony during meetings to the extent in-person oral and written testimony is allowed. Therefore, this meeting will be open to the public both in person and virtually using the Zoom platform. Haley, would you please do the roll call?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Here.
Sylvia Kellner?
Here.
Simona Gergeshon?
Here.
Mindy Prosky?
Here.
Roxanne McMullen?
Here.
Josie Whitaker?
Here.
Sharon Howard?
Here.
Thank you. Please stand for the flag salute.
So it's a little bit of a process.
Yeah.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, so we will be having some updates, business from the community center staff, business from the board. We're going to continue talking about the work plan for 2024, and then business from the audience, foundation update. Before we get started, can I please have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from March 19th, 2024?
I'll motion to approve it.
Thank you, Josie.
And I'll second it.
Thank you, Evelyn. Haley, will you please call the vote?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. All right, so we are going to move on now to business from the community center staff. And so we'll have some general updates from Michelle Prusso.
Hi guys, thank you. In the packet, we included again the March monthly report for you guys to look through whenever you want. It goes over everything, all the highlights basically for March. And March also, we had, I believe I told you, we were going to have the John Wetton kids. There's a few pictures from that in there. We're continuing with the tech help, the first and fourth Wednesday of every month, which we've been getting anywhere from 4 to 10 people a day coming in for that. So it just keeps growing. A lot more people are, you know, if the word is out there that we're offering tech help and a lot of people are coming in. Yeah, we've had, and goes over a few of the lunch and learns and the trips that we did in March. Moving on to April, we did start our janitorial service beginning on the 1st of April. And we've worked it out where we're going to have Wednesday and Sunday cleanings from to start. And then if it looks like we need to go to more, then we will. But right now, because it is a professional company, it seems to be working out with the 2 days. So we're just going to kind of watch that for the first couple months. This month, we're doing Earth Month all month long. In your packet, I also included a calendar of our Earth Week that we're doing. So besides for just on our TV in the lobby, we're playing Earth videos. They're on a loop. And we have the subtitles on, so a lot of people are coming in and just sitting there and reading them and watching them. We also are doing this week-long event next week, which includes Monday, a pop-up Earth Day art show. So everybody's art is going to be related to Earth Day. The Tuesday, we're going to have the John Wetton kids come in, and we're doing a planting project with them with some little little cups that they had done some montage on. And so we're going to plant some seeds and do some stuff out in the garden with them on Tuesday. On Wednesday is a big one. We're doing a community trash pickup event, and we partnered with Solve to do that. And so it's open to the whole community. We're hoping that a lot of people are going to show up, and we have, I'll go pick up, you know, pick grabbers and gloves and vests, and we'll have snacks and waters, and hopefully we'll, like I said, get a good turnout for that. And we'll just go wander around Gladstone for 2 hours and pick up trash and, you know, dispose it. So that's happening on Wednesday. Then we're on Thursday, we're having a lunch and learn with Clackamas Soil and Water Conservation. And she's going to come in with some insects and do beneficial insects for the garden. And then we're finishing off the week at the community center with a special presentation from a master gardener who's going to come in and talk all about native plants. And we have brochures to hand out all on native plants. And then we also are going to do refreshments. And then we're going to do a raffle for everyone who comes, and we're going to give away native plants. So it's just a garden party. So, and then we put on there also, Fognap is doing their plant sale on Saturday. So that kind of rounds out the Community Earth Week. I also put in there the Spirit Week, my hat. If I'm not usually wearing just ginormous hats around, sometimes, not at work usually though. But this week we tried out Spirit Week, and you guys will see a lot of pictures coming up in next month's report. But so far it's went pretty well. We had dozens of people wear their hats today to the center. This is adorable. Tomorrow is your favorite sports team, or any sports team for that matter. Thursday is Hawaiian Day, and then Friday is pajama day. Yes. Even though I did find out on my way into work today, today is actually National Pajama Day. So I'm going to have to remember that for next year. Pajama days today. Yep. So we're doing the Spirit Week this week. Taxes ended last Friday. So AARP, as you know, was there for the last 3 months doing everyone's taxes. It's a free tax service offered to the community. They book out, all the centers book out pretty much immediately when AARP opens up. We were no different. And it went really smoothly this year. AARP took over booking their appointments, and we just facilitated the space, and people were able to come in and get their taxes done for free. So that wrapped up on Friday. And now we have that space open on Fridays again. So it's time to think of something else we can do in there on Fridays. One thing I wanted to update you guys on was the Gladstone Food Bank. I'm not sure if you guys got Jackie's email, but a grant was written, 20 grants to the cities within the county for homeless services through a city-led initiative program. One of those funded the Gladstone Food Pantry, and we were awarded $262,717 for 3-year operations. So what that means is that the Gladstone Food Bank does not need to shut down now, and they're operational for 3 more years. What you guys didn't know is we are working with the food bank to move our sub food bank from the community center over and kind of bridge everything together. So we still want to service those homebound seniors, but we also don't have the space, and we're transporting a lot of the goods from the food bank to the community center to load our bags. So we're basically picking up operation and moving it to the food bank. They've allowed us space there. And I just met with Alex, who runs the food bank, the Gladstone Food Bank, and we are going to move our volunteers over there, and we're going to, she's going to help us, and we're going to combine those deliveries over there, put them all together. We're still one piece that the volunteers and the staff would never want to give up is that connection piece. We are still going to make those phone calls every single week to the participants just to check on them. But it's going to be more of a general shopping list moving forward But we are going to have a special area at the bottom if they have special needs that our volunteers are still going to be willing to go out and look for. And, you know, if there's things that they need. So we're pretty excited about that. And what that means for the community center is that room that we're using for our food bank now is going to be opened up and we will be able to do something else in there, which you guys have all been there. We're really tight on space. So we're pretty excited about that. And we're really excited about partnering with the food bank.
Yay.
Yeah. And then the last, number 10, music on the greens. I just wanted to give you guys an update. We are, this is Marcy. I'm sure, I don't know if you guys all know her. So we have been working on Music on the Greens, which is going to be the once a month summer music program. We have put all the bands together and put them out to our committee. And so then now the committee and ourselves are going to, which are two of you and us, it's the committee, we're going to narrow it down to 6 bands. So we've heard back from one person. We're waiting to hear back from the other one. And as soon as we get that list, we'll start shooting out those emails and letting know people, these bands, to save the date. So one other really exciting thing about Music on the Greens is we're no longer going to do it at the community center. I know. Wait. We have decided to move it to Max Patterson, where there is a stage and electricity. And we have partnered up with Rotary, so we'll have Music on the Greens, and they will have their beer garden, hot dogs, hamburgers. We're going to turn it into a full event, a bigger event. There's a lot more space over there. And we think with the partnership, this is just kind of the start of what could be a huge summer, you know, summer project or summer event every month for the city. We're going to get the bands in there. We're going to work with Rotary. We're going to cross promote with the help of Marcy with Rotary. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. And we think it's going to be super successful. So
fantastic.
Yes, thank you. And part of that partnership is the Rotary is also doing a movie in the park. And right after Music on the Greens, they're moving right into their evening movie. So each month they'll play a movie in the park, which it'll start with Music on the Greens. And then once it gets dark, our program will end and Rotary's movie in the park will begin. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you, Bonnie.
That is so exciting. Michelle, can you tell me, do we know yet if it's going to be on the Friday or are we moving it to the Saturday?
It is going to stay at the original dates on the Fridays.
Oh, that's so Rotary really accommodated us.
They did.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. So Marcy just brought up a good point. Rotary in August is doing the community festival that first week. So they are not going to be there for our Music on the Greens the second week in August. However, we've decided to still keep the location because we don't want to confuse people at Max Patterson. We've also got the okay to go ahead and have a different mobile. We're going to bring in Ruzzo's, which does citrus cider. And so instead of a beer garden, they're going to have a rolling cider kegs rolling around, hopefully. And we're going to work on a couple of food trucks. So it's going to have a little bit of a different feel than working with Rotary. But our overall goal is hopefully, moving forward next year, this could be a bigger event. This could have booths from, you know, different partners in Clackamas County to give out education during these concerts. This could be food trucks. This could be a beer garden. This could be, you know, a once a month event that the whole community comes out to. Mm-hmm. So I think we're moving in the right direction for that.
Yay.
Thank you.
Really, that's an impressive amount of work.
I forgot to ask, anyone have any questions?
Does anyone have any questions?
No, just happy to see how this came together. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. And really seeing the community partnerships really coming together, you know, the food bank and Rotary and the community center all really thinking about each other, working together. It's only going to make our community better, stronger, fun. It's all really good. That's so exciting. Thank you, Michelle, for all of that. Okay. If nobody else has any questions, comments, no. Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to business from the board. So what I would like to ask now, which is a part of, you know, in alignment with the Gladstone Community Center's work plan for 2024, we're asking for an update on the branding and logo work for the center. So, and I see something over there that might be kind of exciting.
All right. For anybody who didn't hear, my name is Marcy Jory. I'm the Economic Development and Tourism Coordinator for the City of Gladstone. And what we have been working on with these brand concepts is that we, while keeping the community center differentiated from the city and City Hall, that we make it feel a little bit more cohesive with the brand identity. So in that, what you just got handed is it's kind of a little quick and dirty brand guide. And that is one that the city had done for them professionally a few years ago, that when they created the new logo. So you'll see the fonts that are used, you'll see the color, the hex codes, you'll see what else is on there. I think those are the biggest thing, the fonts, the hex codes. And I think that also might have some keywords such as playful, wholesome, friendly. Those are and if they're not on there, we can always send them later, but those are kind of some of the things that the community, when they came together and did some community engagement, really came up with. So that's kind of the vibe, the feel is friendly, playful, and wholesome. And it really does describe Gladstone pretty well. So anytime we're thinking about branding for a city facility, we want to think about that. Does it feel wholesome? Does it feel playful? Does it feel welcoming? And that's kind of what we're doing. So we've just created a few very rough concepts for logos that we could potentially use. All of these can be changed, colors, fonts, all of that can be changed around. Like if you wanted the more cursive-y font, I can't remember the name of it now. We could change it to that for some of them. I kept Gladstone in the same font that all of the city signs are in, the word Gladstone, just to keep that continuity so that it's just really recognizable. And it's usually in that orange color, which you probably will have noticed on all of the city branding. With that, again, there are some in there that are just kind of like, well, maybe that works, maybe it doesn't. Michelle brought to my attention that the one with the hand and the heart is a little bit too close to the foundation that you already have. And so we might want to just forego that one. And what we're hoping for today, and Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong, but is just some feedback, what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see. If you have some ideas, we don't need to vote today, but maybe you choose a couple favorites that you want us to work on and polish for you. Have any questions about that or anything you'd like to see?
I love the examples.
Great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
This is a wonderful selection.
I love it.
I kind of like all of them. So it's going to be tough to narrow it down.
How do you guys feel about this flower, but not necessarily
like the
flower theme? Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a flower
sort of,
if Marcy brought up, I have no idea. This could be people as well.
Yeah.
And I kind of like something that represents a community of people, whether it's bodies or not. Mm-hmm. I like the one in the upper left-hand corner you're just pointing to, because I think it does kind of look like people standing in a circle from above.
I
and those, if you notice on that side,
Those are all the same logo, just different placements.
Yes. Yeah.
So what we would do is create a brand package that would have all of those options. You can use them on different, Michelle can place them on social media or on letterhead or whatever. You can use them. They'd have clear backgrounds. You can place them wherever you need. The two bottom ones, it might be kind of hard to see, but they put the spirit of the creations at the bottom so that you would have your...
I wish I had my glasses.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Tagline on one, and I can do that to any of those as well.
These are wonderful.
I also love the heart circle. It's like a on all inclusive. It gives it an infinity kind of a, you know, I mean,
I think I like the ones on the left.
They're just wonderful.
If you guys had to pick three that you really kind of wanted us to kind of hone in on, work on, or just the general concept of maybe people in a circle or people coming together.
I was thinking of people and make it look like a flower.
That's what that
and was different colors.
Yes, and that's kind of what that one on the far left is kind of an abstract person slash flower look. But we can also, we could keep that one and we can try to find more that are similar and work from there too.
So this is kind of what something you guys want to see, but maybe some different ideas with this one.
Well, and I think the spirit of generations is included would be perfect as far as mission of the community center is.
I agree. I love both of those bottom two that have the people flower and then the Gladstone Community Center, the spirit of generations. I'm really drawn to that one most of all. But I also like the heart.
Right over here.
I do. I like that one as well. So those are my two. Those are my top two. Chime in, everybody. Pick what ones you like.
I like the one to the left the most.
Okay.
The one we're talking about.
Yeah, I like the ones on the left. They represent a circle. Yeah.
Too much for me. Yes.
Which one do you like, Josie?
The one on the left.
Okay. I like the one on the left, but what I like on the third list, the very bottom one where the community center really stands out.
So is the community center is printed a little bit bigger?
Right.
Okay.
Bonnie, which one do you like?
We really like that kind of feedback too. So if you see things about a certain design that you would like to see, like Evelyn had just said, that community center, she liked how it stood out, but we can incorporate that over to the one on your left.
Right.
So that kind of feedback is really helpful.
Which one?
The third one over the very bottom one.
Yeah.
Center kind of in cursive.
Yeah. That, but with the logo.
I do too, but I think too much wording I don't particularly care for, like the spirit of generations, but.
I think you do on maybe an official logo, but I think that every time you use the logo, we would have to necessarily.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it'd be appropriate to not have it, but sometimes it would be. But we can actually do that. I can make the Gladstone a little bit smaller here and the community center a little bit larger. And I would probably keep it in this font just because if the spirit of generations is in there, that's a little bit too much cursive.
It is.
Script in one, but I can actually make this a little bit bigger, make that a little bit smaller, and then I think that might, then it's not, you're not just seeing Gladstone, you're actually seeing community center. So you can work on that too.
I really like that you're thinking about the different uses and that there would be a variety for a letterhead versus a business card versus social media, you know, all of the different ways that you would want to use this. They don't all have to be exactly the same. They can be really customized for the purpose.
Exactly. And we'll also include a all white one and all black one. So that way you can use it for all sorts of different applications.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the spirit of generations to stay, but maybe smaller print in comparison to Gladstone and or community center, but in a smaller print.
That's great feedback. Thank
Sharon,
you.
What do you think?
What do you mean about the different words? You know, I was looking more at the logo itself. Yeah. I think the more wording you have on it just seems kind of, but it depends on, you know, I agree that I think you can use different things for different.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a letterhead is going to be appropriate to have all of it, mm-hmm. right? Where maybe, you know, an informal communication or a social media, you're not going to have all of the words. And then once people recognize our logo, then sometimes that's all you need. So beautiful.
You mean like the Love Starbucks it. Without right. words.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Our brand and our logo. I mean, this is amazing. This is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's so exciting. Yeah. This is so exciting.
Great job. Great job on this.
Did you get enough feedback from us?
I think that's really great feedback. Yeah. I think we have a lot to work with. So just so to make it really clear so that I understand what you need from us, I will work on polishing the logo on the far left.
Okay.
And maybe find maybe one or two other versions of something similar for the logo piece. And then the wording will make community center bigger, Gladstone smaller, and make sure that those words don't compete or that the spirit of the generations okay. doesn't compete with the rest. Correct? Does that sound good? Okay.
Yes.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
And then we could come back next month and give you guys a final on what we've come up with. I should say Marcy came up with, and maybe then put a vote to it.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Next session. All right. Okay. Next business from the board is just a general FYI that the Gladstone Community Center Advisory Board will be presenting our work plan at the Gladstone City Council work session on June 25th of this year, 2024. Please attend, if you can, in solidarity of the work plan. excuse me. Next on the agenda is to talk about the Gladstone Community Festival. So the center will have a table again at the festival this year, and we are asking for volunteers to help staff the table on Saturday, August 3rd. The shifts are in 2-hour blocks and will run from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The staff at the center handled the coverage of the table on Friday. And so that's really great. And so we really just need to help them out by volunteering for 2-hour shifts on the Saturday. So this is everybody. I mean, we ask everybody, board, foundation, people that come to the center, anybody, everybody is welcome to do a shift. Usually there's 2 people. At the table. And if you are interested in helping to cover a shift, please contact Michelle. Or there is also a sign up on a clipboard at the front desk of the center.
What was that date again?
That is going to be Saturday, August 3rd, okay. from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. You're asking for 2 hours volunteer.
Yeah. So starting at 9 a.m. Is that, do I have that time right?
We're actually going to do 10.
Okay.
Thank you. So the first 2 shifts will be from 10 to 12 and then going down 12. And the last 2 will be 4 to 6.
Great.
And the sign up sheet looks like this and it does live at the front desk. So you can just come by and put your name on it.
Thank you for that clarification. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 3rd. Thank you so much. That is all business from the board. So I will now move on to business from the audience. Bonnie Duncan from the foundation.
How long are you like this?
Hey. Come on up, Bonnie. That's okay.
We haven't had a meeting since we were here last, so we haven't done a whole lot, but I did just want to remind you all that May 10th is our Mother's Day luncheon that Michelle's already mentioned. Wear a hat. Everyone's invited to register and partake in the fun, and we'll have our board meeting just before that. So I'll have news to report the next advisory meeting that you have. And hopefully there's a little bit of good, better news that we'll just tease that. I know. Intriguing. So that's all I have, really, nothing else. If anybody has any questions. Okay.
Thank Bonnie, you, Bonnie.
I was just going to ask if you could touch a little more on the movie in the park.
Oh, okay.
I'll put my Rotary hat on.
Yes.
Your first concert is
July.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're doing a movie June. I don't have my phone with me. June 10th or 14th, I believe it's Friday night. So it'll just be a movie that night.
Okay.
So it'll start late, of course, because it's near the longest day of the year. And do you remember, is that one Back to the Future, Marcy? The first one?
I think it was Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'm going to change it. So Little Shop of Horrors.
That's at the end.
That's at the end.
Yeah.
And then Indiana Jones.
Yeah. So we're...
Sorry about that. Yeah.
So we're doing a movie on June 14th, and I believe that it's Back to the Future. And then on the July date,
July 12th,
it will be the full enchilada with the music, the food, and the movie. And that one we think is...
It's either the...
Indiana Jones.
It's either Indiana Jones or it was... the Star Wars one, but I think
it changed twice.
Yeah, so that's why we're confused. we had voted on it and then it shifted and changed.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why we don't know what we're talking about.
And so then we have our movie always on festival night, which is a children's movie. It'll be an animated movie, which is why we won't do the following week. And then in September, we believe it's Little Shop of Horrors. And do you have music then too?
We do.
Yeah. So that'll be another. So we'll have two full concert movie nights and then two movie nights only and one concert night. So we think that's going to be a lot of fun to partner together and do all that fun stuff. Because we couldn't do food when the movie starts at 9 or 9:30, you know. And so then with having the concert, then we can do food and provide all that stuff. So just a little added benefit. Okay.
Question. This is all free of charge or
except for the food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that's really nice about the change in venue is the play structure. Mm-hmm. And so we've just made it more family friendly for parents and their children to come to the park. The kids can play, the parents can sit down and listen to some music. They could buy everybody dinner if they wanted, and they can stay for a movie. And so I think I'm very excited about the enhancement to music on the green. So,
and as the summer goes on, it'll get more popular.
It will.
And there'll be more people attending. So
yeah,
it'll build through the summer.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
You know, we can try it again next year.
Hopefully it really takes off. And then one thing that Marcy and I were kind of looking into, one of the bands that we really enjoyed was 15-piece Latin.
It was Caribbean.
Caribbean Latin.
Ooh. Like salsa music.
And so we are actively searching for salsa dancers.
Uh-huh.
Or salsa instructors to volunteer their time to come and possibly come down and while the band's going, do some salsa moves and hopefully get other people, you know, teach them how to do some salsa moves. So if anyone knows any salsa instructors, please send them our way.
I don't, but I am down with that idea. That sounds really super fun. Oh my gosh. All right. Thank you, Bonnie. All right. Does anybody have any last questions or comments?
No.
Okay. All right. No. I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Roxanne, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Roxanne.
I second it.
Thank you, Sharon. Haley, you want to call the vote?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
All right, motion passed. Meeting is adjourned at 4:06 p.m. And our next meeting is May 21st at 3:30.